Hi, this is Brittany from Physisorx Rex, and I just read Tony's article on critical thinking, and this is my response to it. I mostly agreed with the article. I do believe a person needs to be good at critical thinking skills in order to interpret and analyze a situation or a problem well. However, interpretations and analyses are based on evidence, and evidence is gathered through a person's point of view. This doesn't mean a scientist or any other professional with training in critical thinking skills doesn't observe everything objectively. A scientist is human, and they are made up of past experiences and their culture, so they're bound to make subjective observations. And in the article, it said people will see what they want to see, so they're going to make observations from their point of view, and they're going to be subjective. This means all evidence is subjective, but at least scientists and other professionals can narrow down their subjectivity better than what others can. Critical thinking is part of the physics problem-solving method because no one can just jump into a physics problem and know the answer. They have to think about it first. This would be equivalent to jumping to conclusions. You can't just jump into a physics problem and say, oh, I think this is the answer. You have to think about it. Someone can't jump to conclusions with a problem they have. They can't just say, oh, blah, 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 did this. It's their fault. You have to think about the situation and be like, well, maybe it was my fault. Maybe it was a contribution of a whole bunch of people. This is how I got here. You have to think about the situation, think about the problem, and then get an answer from there. You can't just jump to conclusions. In order to solve the physics problem, you would have to read the problem carefully, define the givens, draw a diagram, find a couple of different equations that'll help you get the answer, and then from there you can put it all together and answer the problem. Critical thinking is an important skill for life because the steps for critical thinking are basically the same no matter what kind of problem you're solving for. It could be from spending your money to solving a physics problem or to finding a solution to global warming. No matter what, you're still going to be using the same type of critical thinking skills to solve all of those problems. What I think is the basic steps for critical thinking is to define the problem, then find the root cause or causes to the problem, then find multiple solutions to the problem and test the solutions. When testing solutions, you're bound to fail. You never get anything right the first time around. But you know the saying, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. You know that comes into play in the situation. If one of your solutions doesn't work, try another one. Or if you can't get it, then work with others to find the right solution. Critical thinking skills help others to clearly understand what the problem is. And if you're working with other people, then you can align everyone on the same path and solve the problem easier. Because if you're using critical thinking skills, then someone's going to understand what you're saying easier and faster, and everyone will be looking at the same problem and hopefully be on the same page as to how to solve the problem. However, lack of understanding and communication between people is a problem, and I think it's a problem in the world now. People probably don't even want to talk to each other with competition between trying to solve problems and just, you know, language barriers and stuff like that. There's just a lack of communication, and that's harming us. Like, if we're all on the same page for global warming, we could work faster along and use our critical thinking skills in order to maybe think of some more solutions to how to solve this problem or prevent it or delay it from happening. Just everyone needs to be on the same page, and critical thinking skills really help everyone be on the same page and help solve things. And these critical thinking skills are exactly what we use in physics, and it's the same that can be applied for life. And I think it was a good article, and yeah, the end. Bye.